听力课堂,听class.com.
Welcome to JustVocabulary.com. And today's two words,
neophyte.
Neophyte and
murmur.
We also have a special question for all of you. So please go to JustVocabulary.com and answer the yes or no question. Now let's get started with our first word.
Neophyte.
Neophyte. When Karen married Jim, she became a Catholic neophyte.
Neophyte.
Undergraduate students are generally neophytes in their chosen majors and need guidance from experienced professors.
Neophyte.
The neophyte on the team surprised everyone when he scored the winning goal.
Neophyte.
You know, I'm a neophyte when it comes to baking, so I'm a little nervous about how my first apple pie will turn out.
Neophyte.
It's spelled N-E-O-P-H-Y-T-E. Neophyte. What does it mean? A neophyte is a person who is new to a subject, skill, or belief. So a neophyte is a beginner or novice at something. But it can also mean a recent convert to a religion. As in my first example sentence, when Karen married Jim, she became a Catholic neophyte. That means Karen is a religious novice, a new resident of a religious community who has not yet taken vows. The word neophyte in Latin literally means newly planted, which captures the idea of someone being newly committed to something. Novice implies that the person lacks training and experience, while neophyte is a far less negative term, suggesting that the person is eagerly learning the ways, the methods, or principles of something. Novice, beginner, student, or rookie are all related words. A good antonym would be veteran. Okay, that's clear. Let's move on to our second word.
Murmur.
Which is the verb murmur.
Murmur.
The sleepy girl murmured good night as her mother tucked her into bed.
Murmur.
Frank finished the job without a murmur.
Murmur.
The students murmured something when Mark, the teacher, handed out their new homework assignment.
Murmur.
A murmur of complaint was heard from the audience when the sound system failed.
Murmur.
The word is spelled M-U-R-M-U-R.
Murmur.
What does it mean? To murmur, which is a verb, means to say something in a low, soft, or indistinct voice. So the verb murmur usually refers to someone speaking or complaining in a low tone, like the students who didn't want to make the new homework assignment. The noun murmur usually describes a soft and hard-to-hear sound, as in, a murmur of complaint was heard from the audience when the sound system failed. Frank finished the job without a murmur, that means without complaining. Okay, some synonyms, complaint or gripe, or as a verb, mumble or mutter. Time for a short review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Phlegmatic.
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 Phlegmatic means having a calm temperament or not readily showing emotion. Example sentence, Joanne wished her boyfriend would be a little more open and animated and a little less phlegmatic.
Phlegmatic.
It means passive, impersonal, or unemotional. Okay, that's it for today's show. And today's flashcard winner is Pedro. Congratulations to Pedro. If you have any questions or comments on the show, email me, justvocabulary@gmail.com. Look forward to hear from you. For now, I'm your host, Jan from Cape Town. Have a good day. Bye-bye.